That's where the Economic Security Corporation of Southwest Missouri comes into play.
And that's why we're very happy to have Issa Greenwood with us this morning.
And LIHEAP got a big boost.
It did. It did. And it's exciting because we're going to be able to help a whole lot more people with this program. So, yes.
So what does LIHEAP stand for?
So LIHEAP stands for the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program. So basically, it's for people of lower income. Sure. However, those guidelines have changed, which is a good thing. It's a plus for you guys. And there are actually two different programs within that, energy assistance, and then we have what's called ESIP. And ESIP is Energy Crisis Intervention Program. So basically what that is for terminated service, a disconnection notice, low propane, even cash and carry if you are wood to heat and you don't have the money and the means to get that, we can help with that.
So it's appropriate right now that the winter energy assistance program is there available for people because we've already been experiencing these very cold temperatures and already some people are in need of some assistance.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And right now it's open to everybody. So in the month of October, we deal with the disabled and the seniors. And then after that, we open it up to everyone.
Awesome.
So how many counties does how many counties do you all work with?
So we work with the four counties, Barton, Jasper, Newton, and McDonald County. We have outreach locations in all of these counties. So don't feel like if you're in Barton County that you have to come all the way to Joplin to get this help. We have outreach services in all of them.
And economic security is nationwide. So people in other areas or our four states listeners can find assistance also.
Well, we are a community action program, so we are one of 1,000 nationwide.
Right.
They may be all called different, but yes, we're all over. We're all over doing the same thing.
Awesome. What other kind of help is out there?
So the other types of help, I mean, if you've got drafty house, we can help with that as far as a weatherization program. We can even help landlords. And so there's, you know, everybody's having a hard time making everything meet. And so maybe your landlord doesn't have the means to re-insulate or fix those windows, those types of things. We've worked with a lot of landlords to get those things done to make your home a little more energy efficient.
Issa, just a couple days ago, a water plant in Arizona went out of power and a boil water notice was sent out, which is very unusual for that area. How is our water programs working here for us in safe water?
So as far as how safe the water is, that would be a question for probably somebody. You know, I don't know as far as safety, but I do know that we have help to get those things. And one of the things is if your water gets disconnected, it's usually with sewage, that can cause a ton of issues. And so if you have a lot of people that aren't able to pay those water bills and they get disconnected, that's where we're going to run into problems. And it could affect the others around you. So we do have assistance for that as well.
And everyone in this area that you cover participates in that?
Not everyone.
Really?
So the city of Joplin, the city of Dunawake, and the city of Carl Junction do not participate in the LIHEAP program. Reason being, we don't know. We've reached out to these individuals and we just aren't able to get them on board. Personal opinion is, I mean, I'd rather have the bills paid than have a bunch of numbers in the red.
Sure.
And we can do that. So, you know, if they're out there listening, please, please reconsider and let us help these people.
And be a good partner.
Absolutely.
With a very well-meaning, important organization.
Absolutely.
So how can people find out more information about applying for LIHEAP? Because they can do it online. What is your website?
So, yes, they can do it online. It's going to be escswa.org. Just there are several different types of information that you'll need to do it online. We just say, take your phone, take a snapshot of that, load it up. If we have any questions, once we get that application, we'll make sure that we can give you a call, make sure we have a good number, a good email. That email is checked all the time.
Cool.
So we have somebody that does that. Right now, we're super busy. But we've got the staff that can help you.
Awesome.
Perfect. Thank you, Issa, so much for joining us here on Four
States
Life.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Merry Christmas. I won't see you guys before Christmas. So I hope everybody has a great Christmas. And like I said, if you need help, even if it's not a disconnect and you just need help and you want to put a little bit of extra money towards those gifts, come see us. We can help.
You've said in the past, it doesn't hurt to apply.
It does not. And like I said, the income guidelines have increased. So you can find all of that information on our website. If you don't have internet access, call us. We have caseworkers that can talk to you about it.
Thanks, Issa. Okay, guys, we've got local weather coming up. Don't go away.